His attitude seems to be contradicting what he said to the Pharisees before. How are we going to understand this? We almost are shocked by such a reply. Because after all, in the fifth commandment tells us that we are to honor our father and our mother. And as we saw, the Lord Jesus strongly upheld. He says, I have come to fulfill the law, not to break it. So how are we going to understand this astonishing reply? To understand it, we again have to understand this matter of our relationship to the obligations of the world. The point is this, we must certainly love our father and our mother. But there are certain circumstances in which we have to make a choice. That we cannot do both. We have to choose one or the other. And that is exactly what's happened here. The Lord Jesus said elsewhere, he that loves anything more than me, father or mother, that is in Matthew chapter 10, verse 37, he that loves father or mother, wife, son, daughter more than me is not worthy of me. How can we apply this? Now certainly we must love father and mother, wife, children, and all our people who are dear to us. But where there is where we are faced with a choice, this is the point the Lord Jesus is making, then we must love him more than all else. What is the choice here? Well, if you read on a little bit, right immediately at the end of this passage, you come into Luke chapter 10. In Luke chapter 10, we see the Lord Jesus is sending disciples out on a preaching mission to Israel. They are about to go forth now. They can't wait 7 days. They can't hold up the whole preaching mission to wait for this man to get his funeral ceremonies over. The work of the kingdom is urgent. People's life, people's souls, eternal life is depending on it. The disciples are to go forth now to preach the gospel. How many people in Israel would have died in 1 week? They will never hear the message of the kingdom anymore. The work is urgent. You're not going to hold up the work while somebody is waiting, going through the ceremonies. Now, if you have to go forth onto this mission to preach the gospel, and your beloved father dies, what's your choice? To go through all the ceremonies or to go to preach the gospel, which?
It's
a hard choice. Of course we love the Father. But we have the responsibility to preach the gospel. Which would you choose? The disciple has to choose to preach the gospel. Just think of this man and his problem. He may say, well, look, if I don't go and bury my father, how would I be showing my reverence to my father?
Uh,
If I don't go and bury my father, what will my relatives think of me as a Christian?
假如我不去埋葬我父親的話，其他基督徒以為我是一個咩人咧？係一個點樣嘅基督徒咧？
That I would rather preach the gospel at this moment because the mission is going forth than to go and bury my father. What will my relatives think of me?
我寧願咧去傳福音，而唔去埋葬我嘅父親。究竟我嘅親戚對於我嘅思想係乜嘢咧？
I know what most Christians would do today.
我知道今日每一個 大多數嘅基督徒會點樣做。
I'll tell you what every Christian, almost every Christian would do today.
我會同你講，今日幾乎係每一個基督徒都會點樣做。
He will say, "Sorry, I can't go on the mission. I have to go and bury my father."
啊，真係對唔住啦，我唔能夠去呢個傳福音嘅工作，我要去埋葬我父親。
I can say not only 99% would do that, maybe 999 out of 1,000 would do that.
我所能夠講到唔只係話99個分子係會咁樣做啊，係啦，9999個人喺1,000當中咧係會咁做。
So we can see that today every Christian will say, "Now, if I don't go and bury my father, I will dishonor the Lord." That is the spiritual reply that will be given. That will be at least a spiritual sounding reply. But is it that spiritual? Now that is why I say almost every Christian will say, "Well, sorry, my father has died, I am not going on the mission now."
啊，呢個就係我點解講話，幾乎每一個基督徒都話會咁講話啊，對唔住啊，我父親死咗，所以咧我唔能夠去。Or
I'll first go and bury my father, and what's left of the mission, I'll come and join it at the end.
或者咧，我去首先埋葬我父親，咁咧剩翻幾多工作咧，我去嚟到咧繼續。
But listen to the Lord's teaching, even if it makes you uncomfortable.
但我哋要留意到，耶穌基督嘅教訓，雖然係令到我哋係唔敢、唔覺得安心。
The Lord's teaching is very disturbing.
神嘅教導對於我哋係非常之騷擾。
He said, "When you are faced with this choice, what is your choice? Your choice is to go and preach the gospel if you want to be a disciple of mine."
假如你面臨呢個選擇嘅話，個選擇咧就係去傳福音。
Because you will be doing, by burying your father, you will be doing something that the dead can do. You don't need the living to do that.
因為你會做嗰啲係，如果你係要埋葬你父親嘅，你會做嗰啲係嗰啲死嘅人所能夠做到嘅，唔需要一個基督徒去做嘅。
That is a very important spiritual principle emerging there.
喺呢度我哋睇到一個好屬靈嘅條例喺度啊，俾我睇到。
What the spiritually dead can do, you don't have to do it.
嗰啲靈屬靈裏邊死咗嘅人能夠做嘅，你唔需要做。
In other words, your father has died. You love your father, it's right. But to bury him, I mean, when you love him while he's alive. When he's dead, there's nothing much more you can do for him.
啊，換呢句話講就係，假如你父親死咗，你好愛佢，呢個係好應該嘅。但係去埋葬佢，呢個係，或者係咧，你應該係愛佢喺佢嘅生嘅時候，你就愛佢。
When your father and mother is alive, you love them now.
假如你嘅父母係生存嘅話，你就要開始嚟愛佢。
Remember, they will not always be with you.
要常記得佢唔會常常嘅與你同埋一齊。
One day they will be gone.
有一日佢哋會離開你。
Just as both my parents are gone.
好似我嘅父母一樣。
And I love them both very much.
我對佢哋兩個非常之愛。
Now if I don't love, I did not love them when they are alive.
假如喺佢哋生存嘅時候，我唔愛佢哋。
And it's too late when they have died.
咁到佢哋死咗嘅時候，嗰時已經係太遲啦。
One of these days, your parents will go.
有一日。 你个父母可能会要去。
Love them now.
现在就开始爱他。
Now is the time to love them.
现在就爱他的时间。
Now is the time to show how much God loves them through you.
现在就是要对他们表现到神是几咁爱他们，其实你有几咁爱他们。
But there are some people who are very strange.
但有些人是很奇怪。
All their life they don't care much for their parents.
他的整个人生不是。
They don't have much care for the parents. They don't have any liking for their parents. And then when the parents died, oh, they buy the nicest coffin they can find. They buy a great big mountain of flowers. They find a nice piece of ground in which to bury them. Well, let me tell you, it makes no difference to their parents whether their coffin is made of bronze or of wood. They can't benefit from that. They won't benefit from this mountain of flowers. And the reason why these people do these things is because their conscience is bad. They thought, all my life I didn't love my father and my mother. Now I got to make up for it to buy them a nice quantai and a nice coffin. So the Lord's teaching is this: once they have died, there's not much more you can do for them. As far as if you can be there for the funeral, if you can give them a good funeral, very good, fine.
So, Jesus Christ's teaching is that when your parents die, you give them a
By all means, do the best you can for them also at the burial. But if you are faced with a choice of going to the burial or going to preach the gospel, then every disciple will say, I got to go to preach the gospel. I find there are so many things that the Christians are doing that they could leave to the non-Christians to do. There are many things. There is the preaching of the gospel is something that the non-Christian cannot do. By burying people, the non-Christians can do that. You don't need to do that. Therefore, if you are faced with a choice, then do the thing that you can do that they cannot do. Now, in many professions, that is the case too. If you have the gift and the calling to preach the gospel, then that is something you can do. The non-Christian can't do that. So the teaching here again is exactly the same as what the Lord Jesus taught in Matthew 10:37. It is that, by all means love your father and mother, but when you have to have a choice, then you need to love Jesus more than they. And if we love God, that's what we would have. We would not have it any different from that. In the same way, I want my wife to love me. She should love me. And I want her to love me. But I want her to love the Lord more than me. That is very important. That she will always love the Lord Jesus more than me. Because this is what the Lord requires. Because the Lord Jesus is more important than me. The Lord Jesus is far greater than I am. Therefore, it is important that He is loved more than me. Now, something wonderful emerges from this. When somebody loves the Lord Jesus more than you, He does not love you less, He'll love you more. So I say to you, those of you who are about to get married, make sure that your husband or your wife loves the Lord more than you. And the more you get them to love the Lord, you'll find something amazing happening, the more they love you too. But the more you want them to love you more than the Lord, I tell you, their love for you will get less and less as the time goes on. That is something very surprising. I'm still quite haven't been able to figure this out. Yet it's absolutely true. Now, if you are a parent, never make the mistake to say you got to love daddy and mommy, eh? And you love the Lord Jesus after that. You will find that at the end they don't love the Lord Jesus and they don't love you much either. But you say to them, I want you to love the Lord Jesus more than daddy and mommy. The Lord Jesus is always first. And the surprising thing happens, and I still don't understand it. They love the Lord Jesus and they love you more. That is, they love you more than they would have loved you otherwise. It is something so wonderful. It's the same principle of seeking first the kingdom of God and all the other things are added to you. Maybe the secret is that as they love God more, God puts His love in their hearts with which to love you. So the more your husband loves the Lord, I tell you, the more he will love you with a purer and stronger love. And the more your wife loves the Lord, the more she will love you with a purer and stronger love. So nobody has to be afraid of the Lord's teaching here. How much the Lord Jesus loved His own mother. He would always put the kingdom first, but how much He loved His own mother. I don't think any son ever loved his mother more than Jesus did. Even when he was hanging on the cross, in tremendous pain and agony, he had time for his mother. And there he made provisions for his mother, that beloved disciple, his closest disciple, would continue to look after his mother. And we can see how much also that his mother knew that he loved him and loved her. She followed him everywhere he went. How many mothers follow their sons around as a disciple? I'd like you to know. But such was her love for her son that even at the cross, she was there. And so here the Lord's teaching is this then, and I ask every one of you who want to be a true Christian, a disciple, is this. When faced with a choice, by all means love your parents, but always love the Lord more. When my mother died, I was preaching the gospel in Ontario. When the telegram came to say that my mother died, do you think I would have dropped my preaching of the gospel and gone to my mother's funeral? I love my mother very much. Right up to this day, I have not quite overcome that loss. But if I have to choose between preaching the gospel and going to my mother's funeral, I tell you, I will stay at my place and preach the gospel, even if it hurts me tremendously. This is the choice that a disciple must make. When you choose, always put the Lord first. So this second point deals with our obligations in the world. And the third point, they're here, and we must close very briefly with this point. And here the Lord, here is another person comes and says the same thing to the Lord Jesus, I will follow you, Lord. And then he goes on to say, but first let me say farewell to those at my home. Well, that seems to be very reasonable. At least I can say goodbye. I mean, surely you can't say that I'm going to follow you. I'm not allowed to go home and say bye-bye. I mean, I just suddenly disappear into thin air. Of course, this passage doesn't tell us where his home is. And it might be quite a distance off. It might take him a day to go there, a day to come back. But that is not the point that is here. The point here is this. Let me first go and say farewell. First. There is something I have to do first before preaching the gospel. The Lord Jesus immediately detects something wrong in his thinking. In the kingdom of God, to the disciple, nothing comes first before the Lord himself. The critical word is first. He said, let me go and say farewell. That would not have been a problem. But the word first is much more important than it looks. You see, if you see the sentence, you would have read equally well, let me go and say farewell. That would be perfectly all right. That is what Elisha said to Elijah, let me go and say farewell to my parents. And Elijah said, go and say farewell. And here the critical word is first. And as I said before, you cannot put anything first before the Lord and his work. The Lord Jesus immediately looks into his heart and knows his mind. And this comes out in the words of the Lord Jesus in his reply. He says, no one who puts his hand to the plow and keeps looking back is fit for the kingdom. Now here it is very important to see and understand the force of a Greek present continuous tense, and it does not come out well in the English. You see, in the English present tense, and looks back can mean just one look back, that's all. But the Greek present continuous tense must be translated, he keeps looking back, that is, he's looking back all the time. Now imagine trying to plow with your head looking back like this. How are you going to plow the field? In other words, this point, this last point deals with our affections for the world. The affections that we have, the things that make us keep looking back to the world.
Just
Now, if you are going to become a disciple and you're going to keep looking back to the world and your ties to the world and your affections for the world, forget it. You will never make a disciple.
假如你係做願意做一個門徒，但你又好愛呢個世界，常常咧要擰翻轉頭去睇呢個世界其他咁美好嘅嘢，咁你就不如忘記咗佢唔好啦，因為你唔會做一個成為一個門徒。
It is expressed in that attitude of many Christians who don't wish to break their connections with the world. They keep looking back. Maybe, for example, I give up my job to serve the Lord, but I keep looking back, saying, "I hope I can soon go back to my work." If that's the case, I might as well not start at all.
这个就好似有啲人佢愿意奉献佢嘅生命嚟到做神嘅工作，但系咧佢对呢个世界依然有爱好，所以佢咧常常咧都拧转头。假如咧我就做完呢啲，我再翻去世界去做其他事几好咁，不如你忘记咗，因为你唔去做一个好嘅门徒。
To become a Christian is a matter of 破釜沉舟 ，it is to smash your pots and sink the boats. There is no road back. It's burning your bridges, to use the English expression.There's only forward, no looking back.
做一個門徒就好似我哋中國人講一個破釜沉舟，就係咧，或者斬咗嗰棟橋，佢意思到咧係冇辦法，冇可能再回頭。
This it makes for a determined soldier. You know from the 春秋战国that famous incident where the general took his soldiers across the river and then he ordered the boats to be sunk. That is 破釜沉舟。
呢個就係一個大嘅戰士所做嘅事，好似喺春秋戰國嘅時候，我哋睇到嗰個將軍帶咗個兵軍隊過咗河嘅時候咧，佢咧命令將佢後邊嗰啲艇咧，冚唪唥咧嗰啲船咧，冚唪唥整沉咗嘅。
There he said to his soldiers, "Your back is to the river."
嗰度佢同嗰啲官兵講過，你嘅背後就係河啦。
There is no boat to take you back to the other side. You are going to fight here, and either you win or you die.
佢話：你呢度冇再你回頭嘅船，你係就喺呢度喺爭戰，不論你係死亡或者係戰勝。
And not only did he sink the boats, he 破釜 he smashed the cooking pots. He says, if you don't win, you haven't got another meal to eat.
唔單止佢係咧係整爛曬嗰啲船，而且咧佢係咧係煮整爛曬嗰啲要嚟煮嘢嗰啲煲，所以話咧，若果你唔贏嘅話咧，你唔戰勝嘅話咧，連食都冇。
So here we can see that this is exactly the attitude the Lord Jesus requires of his disciples. You go face forward, there is no looking back. As Paul says, forgetting the things which are behind, we press forward towards the mark.
So here, this is our attitude. We don't want to look back. We want to look forward, like Paul said, to go forward to our goal.
That means to say, for me, there is no turning back. For me, from now on, I have made the decision. I go forward.
所以就話喺我嚟講，我今日已經做咗個決定，就係我唔會再係向後去，我一直嘅向前。
If you intend to go forward to serve the Lord, don't keep saying, "I open this little path for me. I'll fall back when the things get hot in front." You will never make a disciple.
所以假如你決定咗要跟隨神嘅話，唔好話要為自己留少少個後路。假如有咩問題嘅話，你可以咧係再翻轉頭，你會永遠唔做成一個好嘅門徒。
Our time is gone, and we need to summarize these three points.
我的時間已經是完了，我們需要是做結論。
To be a Christian then means we must determine our, first of all our attitude towards the world.
所以做一個基督徒，做一個門徒，我們首先要決定了我們對世界的態度是怎樣。
We must be willing to endure hardship and discipline.
我們一定要願意接受這個困難和管轄。
And he that is not prepared to do this will never serve the Lord.
那個不願意做這些的話，他永遠不能夠是侍奉神。
How many people say to me, "I will serve the Lord and do my job at the same time"? Sure, but what is the real reason for that?
有很多人跟我說我願意去侍奉神，但是又做我的工作，當然是一旦你的真正的原因是什麼呢？
It's true that not everybody is called to preach the gospel.
是對的，不是說個人都是呼召去傳福音。
But some people are called and refuse to go.
但有些人被呼召，但他不願意去。
Because they can't face the hardship.
因為他們不能夠面對這個困難。
If you are earning $18,000 a year at the moment,
假如你現在賺緊18,000,
are you willing to take $9,000 and be a preacher?
你願意攞9,000而成為一個傳道人呢？
Are you willing to have your income cut in half?
你願意將你的薪金減去一半呢？
Are you willing to have your standard of living cut in half?
你願意將你的生活的程度是減去一半呢？
Many people refuse to preach the gospel because they can't face that hardship.
有很多人，好多人佢反唔願意去傳福音，因為佢唔能夠面對呢啲嘅困難。
And so they make excuses for themselves and say, "Well, I can serve the Lord in the church." Sure, you can. Nobody said you couldn't.
所以咧，佢為自己係
But is that the real reason why you are not serving the Lord in full time sense?
但是是不是这个是一个直接的原因而令到你不能够全时间来奉献侍奉神呢?
And so in every aspect of the Christian life, for example, you are not giving as much to the Lord's work as you could.
或者是在其他方面,或者假如我们不能够给我们所应该给的奉献给神。
I'm sure that almost every one of us, if we were willing to take a little bit of hardship, could contribute much more to the Lord's work in this church or in any other place, in any other area of the Lord's work.
我很肯定的知道就是假如我们在我们当中或者在其他任何教会假如我们愿意是面对一些困难的话我们可以给得更多。
And in this way, we could store up much more treasure in heaven.
这样的话我们能够在天上面积蓄更多。
We could do so much more for the Lord if we were willing to give more for the Lord.
我们能够为神做得更多的事假如我们能够给更多给神。
Many people say, well, how can I serve the Lord? Well, here is an area of service you could do, giving to the Lord's work.
有些人说,我怎样能够侍奉神呢?这里就是一个环境下你能够侍奉神。
Here is something which you could concretely, every Christian can do, even as a student. Instead of buying one extra pop drink, you could give that money to the Lord's work.
这个就不是一个基督徒所能够做到,甚至是一个学生都能够做到,就是假如我们喝少一点汽水,能够奉献多些给神。
But if we have to choose between Coke and plain water, I mean, surely we choose the Coke and pay the 35 cents or whatever it costs.
假如我们有一个选择,就是喝淡水或可乐的话,当然我们是用35个钱去买可乐了。
Actually, you pay 35 cents, it's bad for your teeth, and it's because there's too much sugar inside, it's bad for your whole system. It just tastes nice.
但是实际上你给了35元的代价,而是对你的系统的影响是非常坏,对你的牙齿的影响也不好。
In fact, the doctor will tell you that the sugar inside there is bad for your heart as well.
或者医生会跟你说,那些糖在可乐里面就是对你的心不好的。
And if it contains saccharin, the radio tells us, if you are a man, you are in danger of having cancer of the bladder.
假如有那些saccharin在那里的话,就跟我们说,可能对我们的bladder,okay,我们的肠子有些可能有cancer,有流血。
In any case then, so you pay 35 cents for the privilege of destroying your teeth, the running heart trouble and all the like. And when that 35 cents could have gone to the Lord's work? Strange, huh? Take some thinking about it.
我们可以思想到,那35个钱可能会使你的身体周围都不错,但是你可以相反的,那35个钱真的可以成为教会里面做很大的工作。
So secondly then, we have to see, we need to define our relationship to the obligations in the world.
所以第二点我们要看到,我们要决定我们对于世界的责任。
Our obligations even to those people we love very much.
就算那些我们非常爱的人的责任是怎样?
That is precisely where our problem begins. It's because we love them so much that we have problems.
这个就是我们的困难的开始,就是因为我们这么爱他,所以我们有这个困难。
If I have to preach the gospel, I have to be away from home maybe for weeks at a time. That's hard on the people I love. It's hard on my wife and child.
假如我要去传福音,我可能要一个礼拜,几个礼拜离开家,这个是对我的妻子,对我儿子非常难。
Shall I say, I'm not going to go out to preach the gospel because my wife will be left alone and she has no transportation and it's dangerous for her to be alone. So I'm not going to preach the gospel, I stay at home.
我不要说,我不要出去传福音,因为我太太自己在家里非常难,她又没有交通工具,又非常危险,她自己在家里,那我不去了。
No, we have to define our obligations, even to those we love. And finally, every true disciple defines his affections. The affections to the world. He is prepared to burn his bridges behind him. To serve the Lord without keeping his head twisted at the back. How do you see yourself in this picture of the Lord's teaching?
In this 睇你自己喺边度咧
？We say we love Jesus。
我哋话我哋爱神。
Does it stand up to this test？
我哋可唔可以喺呢度嚟到比起呢个嘅试验咧
？If we really love Jesus, do we find his teaching difficult？
假如我哋真系爱耶稣基督，我哋咪发现佢嘅教导系非常之困难咧
？Let the word of God examine our hearts to see if we are true disciples。
让神嘅话嚟到考察我哋嘅心，俾我哋能够成为一个真正嘅。
Let us be quiet before God in prayer.
让我们在神面前安静祷告。